Welcome to Sports from the Couch.
I gotta say, it's the stupidest thing in sports.
With your host, Mike Mercado.
Players cannot stand them. Coaches cannot stand them. Most importantly, the fans can't stand them.
Brought to you by Mercado Airways.
I'm gonna say it once, and hopefully I'm wrong, but it's a disaster waiting to happen.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
Hello and welcome into Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your weekend. It is November 28, 2020 in the beautiful city of Chicago. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, whether you were with a small knit amount of people or by yourself working, doing whatever it is you do. I hope you were safe and sound and it had a wonderful Thursday night. We are here to talk a few things. Mitch is back. We have a super fight. But before we get to all of that, let's take care of some housekeeping notes. You can follow me all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media. And you can follow the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. I'm on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. Like, rate, review, and share us wherever you get your favorite podcasts at Mercado Airwaves. You can become a producer of the podcast network at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. You can get our interviews ad-free and before anybody else with athletes and celebrities. That's patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. The holiday season is here. We have swag to give people in their stockings, under the tree, or whatever holiday you celebrate this season at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. And of course, come play video games with us. We're playing Spider-Man Miles Morales on PlayStation 4 on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves. And if you would like to see what we're up to all over the network, the true crime show, the pop culture show, the interviews, the political stuff, the community stuff, you can follow all that goodness on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves.
Mitch is going to end up, he's going to be our starter through everything as we go here. He's starting for Green Bay. This move and where we're at right now with Mitch starting is a great opportunity in two ways, right? He's worked hard this time that he's been the backup to be prepared for if and when this time does come, whether it's through performance or whether it's through availability or injury, you know, with Nick. And so as far as next week or following weeks, it's hard for me to predict that right now, just because I think the fairest thing for both guys is to just worry and focus with Green Bay. And I mean that, you know, like it's easy to try to figure out, okay, is this for the rest of the year or not? But we really have to focus on Mitch as the starter for Green Bay. And then who knows health-wise where Nick's at and then where Mitch is at. And then we'll play that course and we'll play that decision next week when we get into that.
Guess who's back? Back again. Mitch is back. Tell a friend, ladies and gentlemen, the Chicago Bears have named Mitchell Trubisky their starting quarterback against the Packers on Sunday night. This comes to us from 670thescore.com's Chris Emma. The Bears have named Mitchell Trubisky their starting quarterback against the Packers on Sunday night. Coach Matt Nagy said Friday the team lists Nick Foles as doubtful to play due to a hip injury. Trubisky, 26, will be making his first start since he was benched in favor of Foles during a game in Atlanta on September 27th. The Bears haven't committed to Trubisky or Foles beyond their game against the Packers on Sunday night. Foles suffered the hip injury during the Bears' loss to the Vikings on November 16, when he was carted off the field after taking a big hit late in the game. Third stringer Tyler Bray took over at quarterback for Foles, as Trubisky was still dealing with a right shoulder injury at the time. Trubisky has since been cleared and is practicing in full this week. Foles had completed 65% of his passes for 1,852 yards, 10 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. This season, Chicago is 2-5 since he was named the starter. Trubisky is working the final season of his initial rookie contract and would become an unrestricted free agent in 2021. He has completed 59.3% of his passes for 506 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions this season. So, I mean, we knew that this was going to come to a point again. I think that's the one, you know, everybody was so excited one way or the other about this move being made. But the one thing we knew was going to happen, because we know the history, or at least the injury history, of a Nick Foles, and quite frankly, just quarterbacking in the NFL to begin with, that your backup quarterback is going to play some games. And in the Bears situation, that meant Mitch Trubisky was going to get back on the field. And that's where we're at right now. And of course, it comes off a bye week, which what? The Bears are like 0-6 in the last six years at off a bye week on Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers. Like, look it. If you want to sit here and say, look it, I could see the Bears, all those circumstances, this is the year that they're going to win it and they're going to beat Green Bay and they're going to, it's just a confusing year. I totally get it. But there is nothing in my body, in my soul, that is confident about this game right now. Look at whether it was Nick Foles or Mitch Trubisky, the still things that are wrong with this team haven't gone away. First of all, none of these two quarterbacks are an elite quarterback. Boom, right there. That, all on its own, destroys everything. Your offensive line is still bad. You don't have great playmakers. You don't have a running game. Your defense can only play and stop teams for so long before they get tired out. None of that changes. The play calling doesn't get better because Mitch is under center again. Ryan Pace doesn't become a better scouter, a better GM, because Mitchell Trubisky is back on the field. Best case scenario for the Chicago Bears and for Chicago fandom is the worst thing that can happen. Mitch Trubisky goes on a crazy streak. Seems like he figured it out. Gets the Bears somewhat close to a playoff push, if not into the playoffs. Nothing happens in the front office. Nothing happens to the coaching staff. You give Mitch Trubisky a bunch of money, and then you're back to square one when he's going back to what he is the very next season. That is best case scenario for this team. That's what this move means. Because here's worst case scenario, or just the scenario that's probably going to happen, is that they're just average. They win a couple more. They're going to lose a couple more. They're going to finish anywhere from 7-9 and 9-7. This is what we said this team was. It's playing out exactly like we said. Except it's frustrating because it has not been enjoyable. So you're going to have Mitch come in, right? And is Matt Nagy all of a sudden going to open up the playbook? He didn't even do it with Nick Foles. Or at least it couldn't have been executed with Nick Foles on there. But that was the guy he wanted, right? Because I see a lot of quarterbacks out there, a.k.a. Cam Newton. Well, he's not blowing the stats out of the statutes out of people. I get it. You don't tell me that this Bears team would be better off right now with him than having that type of threat with a Montgomery would help this team out. And like, yeah, Tariq Cohen getting hurt is a big deal. But if you were relying on Tariq Cohen to win you a Super Bowl, you were having problems from jump street. There's still no contract extension to Allen Robinson, the only offensive weapon that you have. You're not utilizing Cole Kmet. You can't throw the ball down the field. You didn't scout or sign any offensive line help. Like, it's right in front of you. It's right in front of you. And again, once again, Ryan Pace picked wrong in quarterbacking. Look at Nick Foles is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. An MVP in the Super Bowl. Can never take that away from him. That one of the great performances, one of the great runs ever. Right? Goes down in the history books. You can question it. Even if you hate the Eagles. Even if you think all of it was BS. And just look, it happened. Ryan Pace picked that man over any of the other free agents that were possible in the NFL this offseason. This was the same guy who didn't have meetings with Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson. Now let me ask you this. Would it have not been nice to see Deshaun Watson every single year play the Detroit Lions twice a year? Wouldn't that have been just wonderful? But instead, now they're going to put Mitch back out there. And you know what? This is probably good for the long haul of this one because it'll just go on and show again that it just didn't work. And the worst part is I like Mitch. I think he's a good dude. I like Nick Foles. I heard he's a good dude. There's a lot of people on the scene. Matt Nagy seems like a stand-up dude. But this is, they need to fail. They need to fall on their face if there has to be change coming. Real change. The NFL, there's no excuse for this charter franchise to be going through this right now. There's no excuse for them to never have an answer at quarterback. And now, coming off a bye week, after falling down the standings, dropping so many games, looking horrible on national TV week after week after week. Your first game back, you have to play the young quarterback that you didn't develop, that you overdrafted, that you put all the pressure on, that you got hurt for no reason against one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in your division on Sunday Night Football. That is bad organizational run bullshit. Excuse my language. Now, they can go out there and win 26-14. Of course they can. It's the National Football League. But if you're telling me for 1 second that this team has earned or deserves anything after this, and that this is what we're talking about, and that this is what they're throwing out there on prime time, you're crazy. You know, this Bears team got saved from being skewered all over media for 2 weeks because Theo Epstein stepped down from the Chicago Cubs. And we haven't really talked about it because what can you say? We'll talk about it later down when we want to like really eulogize that and cement how great it was. But he saved at least that for the Bears media and PR group to not have to get killed that first week coming off into the bye week. This is nonsense. This is garbage. And of course, it's going to be for the entire world to see. On Thursday, on Thanksgiving, when you saw Deshaun Watson go off, and you saw Antonio Gibson go off, two young stars in two prominent positions in the NFL, and your Thanksgiving weekend ends with the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers on Sunday night, with Mitchell Trubisky going back under center because the failed experiment of Nick Foles happened, and now you're relying on the quarterback that you overdrafted to overachieve so that you could overpay to keep your job. Let me know your thoughts on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media, and the show is on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk.
It doesn't matter why they fight. All that matters is who's standing at the end. Saturday, November 28th, live on pay-per-view. Triller presents Tyson versus Jones.
We have finally made it what seemed like a fever dream when it was announced. Tonight, it is happening. Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. live from the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California on pay-per-view for the WBC Frontline Battle Belts. It is Tyson. It is Jones Jr. And we have got to this moment what everybody thought was going to be nothing more than a publicity stunt and get us to the hype, but never deliver. We finally have ourselves a boxing match, and everybody has an opinion about it. And a lot of people have been asking us here on Sports from the Couch, here on Mercado Airwaves, what we thought, especially watching and commentating and covering MMA, UFC more specifically, that what our thoughts were this. And we, you know, we watch Canelo, we watch Triple G, we watch all the main fights, and here we are with this one. So before we get to my initial thoughts of the fight, let's go ahead and talk about some of the rules that a lot of people are confused about, because quite frankly, so was I. And there's a lot of weirdness to this and how we got here, but this comes to us from Sporting News. Tom Naughton, who wrote this, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but check him out at Sporting News. Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. rules explain why no knockout clause could end the fight early. So essentially, a lot of weird rules. And I'm going to read some of this. You guys could check it out on the interwebs. Fans wanting to see Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. trade heavy shots in their upcoming fight may be disappointed to hear what the boss of the sanctioning body has to say. California State Athletic Commission, the CSAC, Executive Director Andy Foster is keen to manage expectations ahead of this weekend, reminding fans, quote, it's about entertainment, it's not about competition. An exhibition titled Frontline Battle, the fight is the first event of a series produced by Mike Tyson's Legends Only League and will be for the newly created WBC Frontline Battle Heavyweight Belts. Here are some other rules that we have. The fight is at heavyweight, so there's no weight limit. 8 2-minute rounds. Tyson and Jones aren't required to wear headgear. The fighters will wear 12-ounce gloves, which is a little bit bigger and heavier. the fight will be stopped if either man suffers a bad cut, which we know how that turns fights, how that risks what happens once a fighter is cut up and it changes the way that they have to go at it defensively. We continue here on Sporting News. The CSAC have reported their referee won't let things escalate beyond exhibition intensity, which again, it's to his discretion then, huh? So what does he, is there one moment where it's a little too intense? It's a little too competitive? What, he's the one that's going to judge that moment? Continues on here. In this match, the referee will have the authority to stop the fight if it strays outside the boundaries of a competitive boxing exhibition, the CSAC said in a statement. Though with 91 professional knockouts between them, there's always the possibility that one punch ends the fight. Foster, who was speaking to MMA Fighting, further clarified some of the conditions ahead of the pair's returns to the ring. Despite a WBC belt being on the line, Foster said there would be no CSAC judges scoring the bout and no winner will be declared. Quote, there's no winner going to be announced, Foster said. Quote, I do think it's important to get that out there. The unofficial scores are for entertainment only, and that's done by the WBC remotely. Not by the commission, because the commission didn't credential those judges because of COVID. It's for entertainment purposes only. There's no official winner at the end of this. Instead, a trio of former champions, Christy Martin, Pazaniza, and Chad Dawson, will remotely score the bout for the WBC in order to present the, quote, winner with the frontline battle belt. So we have all the logistics out of the way. And what I heard was a lot of nothing. In my opinion, like, again, I'm not going into this the same way I would go in a Garcia fight or a Ruiz fight or a Joshua fight or a Fury fight or a Canelo fight or a Triple G fight, like, you know, a Manny fight, anything in the UFC. I'm not looking at it that way. What I don't understand is the California State Commission, they said okay with this. They are letting all of this go. The WBC and Mike Tyson Promotions and them making this new Legends League, they're promoting it. They're talking about it. You hear Mike Tyson talking about he's going for blood. You hear Roy Jones Jr. saying he's not going to let himself get punked out, essentially. You have all the makings of a real fight. And here's the thing. You've already got people's attention, right? Just their curiosity, especially in 2020 when people are just looking for things to watch and looking for things to distract themselves and every other cliche we've used all year long for different types of entertainment. They had a chance to not only have a gimmick, but make it mean something. Because here's the point, too. You look at these two men, they still look like killers. They still look like they could go out there and beat most men's ass. Not the elites. We're not talking about the elite heavyweights. These guys aren't going in there with Tyson Fury or Joshua or Wilder. They're not going in with these guys. But with that being said, they're still... What is the old saying, right? The last thing to go in a boxer is the punch, right? The knockout. So in the heavyweight division, if you're a little ripped and your drug policy isn't all that crazy, I don't see why you don't make this a real thing. Now, you want to talk about protecting these guys. Where was this 20 years ago? That's gone. That's long gone. Don't talk about prevention anymore. It's like worrying about the person who got the car accident and then installing the seatbelts. It's like, yeah, that's great for everybody else. It's not great for them in that moment. It's like, yeah, we could try to protect these guys. But if they pass these physicals and everybody seems to want to spend money on them, why not make it something real? Why not make it something tangible for everybody to hold on to? And then you kill your own momentum with these stupid rules. I will give them credit, though, that they are trying really hard to tamper and temper these expectations at the very least. They are promoting this fight. They are hyping it up, but they are making sure people know it's like, hey, look it. You're not going to get this knockout bruiser fight. You're not going to get what you got from Foreman when he was in his 40s. This isn't what that is, which is fine. But if you're acknowledging that there is going to be a winner, that there's going to be a new belt, and yet tell us that nobody's going to win. We're not letting this get out of hand. Who are you trying to BS at this point? Like, don't lie to us. And I guess they don't want to go full carny, right? They don't want to go full freak show. But they've already gone all the way by giving us two guys who, even though they are great, they are literally some of the all-time best that have ever done it. I mean, these are two older guys. Now, I mean, their resumes speak for themselves. I mean, Mike Tyson, former undisputed heavyweight champion, right? And then you have Roy Jones Jr., IBF middleweight, IBF super middleweight, undisputed light heavyweight, and the WBA heavyweight champion. Dude's a killer. You got Mike at 5-6 all time. Jones Jr. at 66-9 all time. These are some of the greatest to ever do it. And they look phenomenal. They look better than most people my age. But I just don't like this. You make this big monster and then you neuter it right in front of everybody. And for what? Like a protection. And maybe it's these guys. And you know what? If this is Mike and Roy who want to be protected, want to make sure that their image is okay, all that stuff. You know what? I get it. Cool. Protect the image. But if you're going to go this hard in the paint, if you're going to go for all of this, why not go all the way? Especially if people have the curiosity, whether it's morbid, whether it's just for laughs and giggles, or whether it's because they're really interested in it. Why not give them that? And if you're going to tease it, and here's the thing, what I don't want to see happen is that they're teasing all this right now. They're giving the ceremonial belt, all this nonsense, right? And then they say it doesn't matter. It's not real. And then a few days later, they acknowledge everything. They make it real. And then it becomes an official thing. It's like, to go all the way. Make this the real production it's supposed to be. That's what I want to look for. But tonight, it finally happens. We didn't think it was going to be real. We didn't think we would get to the finish line, especially with COVID and it getting pushed back. But we are here, November 28th, 2020, on pay-per-view this Saturday night, live from the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, USA. It is the great, the Iron, Mike Tyson, and Roy Jones Jr. Who do you got? Are you watching this pay-per-view? Are you going to bet money on this pay-per-view? Can you bet money on this fight to begin with? If there's not going to be a quote-unquote winner, yet somebody's going to get a belt. All this and more will be answered this Saturday night on pay-per-view. Let us know your thoughts. Who do you got winning? Are you watching it? What are your thoughts about this entire story? I'm on Twitter at MikeMedia, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media, and the show is on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. But that'll do it for us on this edition of Sports for the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves with Mike Mercado. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. You can follow me all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at MikeMedia. And you can follow the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. I'm on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. Like, rate, review, and shares wherever you get your favorite podcasts at Mercado Airwaves. You can become a producer of the podcast network at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. You can get our interviews ad-free and before anybody else with athletes and celebrities. That's patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. The holiday season is here. We have swag to give people in their stockings, under the tree, or whatever holiday you celebrate this season at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. And of course, come play video games with us. We're playing Spider-Man Miles Morales on PlayStation 4 on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves. And if you would like to see what we're up to all over the network, the true crime show, the pop culture show, the interviews, the political stuff, the community stuff, you can follow all that goodness on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. We will see you next time here on Sports from the Couch on the Mercado Airwaves Network. I'm Mike Mercado.